Farmer Brown, he was a wise old jay. His chicken farm paid like a charm. He bought all the chickens he could buy when the price of eggs was high. He would send his daughter Mary Ann down to the market each day. There she would stand, basket in hand, selling eggs to all who came her way. Oh, beautiful legs, she had such beautiful legs. And every morning to town, dressed up in brown, she'd bring her little basket all loaded down with such beautiful legs. She sold those beautiful legs, and though the prices were high, all were anxious to buy her beautiful, beautiful legs. I've seen them, her beautiful, beautiful legs. Beautiful legs, they're gorgeous, they take the prize, everyone buys, even hen-pecked husbands say they're just the right size. Oh, beautiful legs, she sells those beautiful legs, they are so fragile and white, such a beautiful sight. Her beautiful, beautiful legs. Oh, fry me. Her beautiful, beautiful legs.
Oh, yes, it's sort of a party-like atmosphere tonight on the Lost Discs radio show with Jimmy Knight here, I guess, and Dr. Pontius Pilate is over there.
That's right.
It's Good Friday. It's sort of an Easter spectacular show here for Lost Discs radio, and, well, Dr. Doc Brown had promised to come in full regalia. But he's relaxing, so don't bother him.
It's a good thing I'm not wasn't one of the soldiers, because I could have brought my whip.
Excuse yourself, mister. All right, so here we are tonight on the show, kicking it off there with Spike Jones and the Beautiful Eggs song. You know, that was actually sent to us by Tom, good old Tom Tabor. Now, there's no way to know if Tom's getting the signal in upstate New York tonight. But it's a guy named Tom, and he sent it in the P.O. box. Ladies and gentlemen, we do accept analog mail as well as email. And the mailing address for those types of things is a P.O. box. Doc, what's the box, Doc?
That's the box 157 in North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
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 In the USA. Sure enough, it
Lost
is.
Lost Discs Radio, by the way, in case you didn't know what you were listening to.
It's P.O. Box 157 in North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Now, we are live tonight.
Yeah.
On Good Friday.
Well, when aren't we?
What's the date? It's April something.
9th.
April 9th. And there goes the Burbank Philharmonic in the background. Hey, sure enough, we are live. And there, you know, we don't know how the propagation is treating you tonight. Off the shortwave signal of WBCQ.
Well, see, in that case, it wouldn't be wise for them to write in a postcard to let us know how the propagation
is. What could they do? They could do something.
Yeah, they could email us right now at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Just make sure that you put your discs when you type it in with a C, like discs.
Spell it with a C.
Yeah, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. You can give us some numbers and stuff, and then maybe Jimmy can figure out what it means.
You can run some numbers with us here tonight on the show, and... Here's what we're going to do. Well, we are going to check the email. Are you sure it's the 9th, by the way?
It says it on my watch. That doesn't always mean that it is, though.
Okay. Hey, don't hit the disconnect thing on the computer there while you're at it, like I almost did.
Uh-oh.
No, knock us off the air, Doc. So it is April 9th of 2004. It happens to be Good Friday, you know, because people are looking forward to some kind of holiday. I don't know, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. And so we'll check the email later. We kind of would like to know, in our new time slot now of 10 p.m. Eastern Time, United States time, we'd like to know if anyone's getting the signal out of, out of WBCQ at 7.415 megahertz. And, yeah, drop it in the email box at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Oh, man, Doc, before I continue to burp, we're going to move it into our first record. Now, some people that are into this type of thing, they know about a group called the Nightcrawlers. They did a record called The Little Black Egg.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty creepy record,
especially if
you can catch the lyrics of it. I don't know, but if anyone can catch the lyrics, you'll be a little creeped out, first of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, you will not be impressed by the guitar work.
Okay.
You catch me, you will not be impressed.
All right.
Now the riff that kicks off this song is going to really kind of bother us now for like the next 15 minutes. And we'll know more about that as we go.
You know, I just have one quick question for you before you start.
Yeah.
Is it going to be possible for you to fill up a whole hour's worth of time with songs about eggs?
No, but you know.
It'll blow me away, really, if you can.
Well, I have some candy.
As a matter of fact, I might even start cracking up.
Hey, he's cracking wise over there. He's, okay. Well, you know, the thing about it is. Stop.
My brain's getting all scrambled.
Just stop kidding and push the button marked booze is what you do. And anyway, let's get on to this thing, because it's going to be long and creepy enough as it is. We're going to kick it off now with the LP version of Little Black Egg by the Nightcrawlers, which they actually edited down and took out a couple seconds worth. And so we've never played this version of it before, so why not? Tonight on the show, it is the Nightcrawlers off the LP now with their creepy psych pop classic out of 1966, man. The Little Black Egg. Dig it!
I don't care what they say. I'm gonna keep it anyway. I won't let them set their nets to see my little black.
Lost Discs Radio, Instant Replay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we're not actually done with that. Believe it or not, there it is, another version. Hey, that's the Music Explosion. They had the original out of earlier 1966, The Little Black Egg, and then the Nightcrawlers kind of hit it. They kind of had a hit. It got to, like, number 97 in the charts. Of course, the Nightcrawlers being out of Florida, down south there. You can only imagine what slides down to the southern part of the states. It give you that kind of sound there. You don't have to know much about guitar to get that riff. Now, Doc.
Yeah.
We're not actually done with that
riff.
You're
gonna play another one, aren't you?
Are you prepared? I don't think you're prepared.
No, I can't.
Are you sitting? Doc, tell me that you're sitting
down.
I'm
sitting down. And that could be proven now. There's gonna be archival footage of that.
All right. If you're sitting down, then I need everyone better brace themselves for this, because here's the idea. This group, The Music Explosion. Now, we all know them, even though nobody knows that they know them, because The Music Explosion had a big number one hit. Or at least top five. I think it was number one back in '67. That called a little bit of soul.
A
little bit of soul, and everyone sings the song. Okay. Well, they were so desperate to get another hit, okay, that they went back in the studio, and now their version of Little Black Egg came out before the big hit, okay. But they went back in the studio, and apparently,
no,
they had the same track. Because here comes another one from The Music Explosion tonight on the show, folks. Here, let's listen to this. No, that's not The Little Black Egg. I swear to God, it's a whole nother song called One Potato, Two Potato. And we're digging it here exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
One day I was sitting on a fence, a girl came up to me and she didn't make sense, no. She said, come down, boy, sit beside me on the floor.
potato for ya. Was wrong or right. The idea sounded silly, but the girl was out of sight, yeah. I asked her for her name and she told me Eleanor. I counted one potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah. She meant this for someone else. We went steady since that strange event.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah.
Soon we both were married, blessed with children, heaven sent, yeah.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
I told my son one day, and it's a girl you're looking for.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
Count one potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four, yeah.
One potato.
The little black egg. The little black egg with a side of hash browns. What? Oh, wow. So one potato, two potato from the Music Explosion.
So not only could they not come up with their own little riff, they also had to rob a kid's like rhyme, like playground rhyme.
Yeah, good point.
Like they did.
No kidding. Wow. That went off the Lori Records label.
The most unoriginal.
I don't know. Those are exactly the kind of exposés you can expect here,
right,
on the Lost Discs radio show,
you know,
with Jimmy Knight. Now, Doc Brown, you've been working out this riff.
Well, I like people in the new studio. I mean, we got the 10 o'clock slot now. We got a new studio. And,
yeah.
And what Jimmy does here is he likes to have lots of musical instruments just kind of hanging around. So
hanging.
I picked up this little thing that it sort of looked like a guitar. It had strings on it, you know, and I only play the accordion. It's my only instrument I can play.
Right.
But this thing had some strings on it. And I started listening. I started, you know, I was like kind of like picking around a little bit, you know, like this here. Let's kind of picking around.
I
like
can do it. Do it.
Like here. Yeah.
That's pretty good, Doc.
Right. Well, I try. You know, I do the best I can.
You got the riff, man. You got it.
Yeah. Two potato, three.
I have black egg. Little black.
Right, yeah.
Black,
yeah, see,
potato.
All it took for me was to pick that thing up, and it took me 10 seconds. And
anyone
I
could,
that.
Any kid in a garage could learn that,
right,
riff, man.
Right, and you don't even need a guitar. You could do it on something that even just looks like a guitar.
Some kind of mando banjo.
Yeah, so yeah.
Well, that's swell, Doc. That's swell. We got three emails in right now, and I don't know who they are. Tasha Femkins did check in. Hey, why don't we check it right now? Someone says we've got a great signal somewhere. This is someone named Colin. And let's see. Yeah, great signal tonight in Roanoke, Virginia.
All right.
Hey, Roanoke, Virginia.
I was there this summer.
Making the scene. He says, keep up the great programming. He considers this to be great programming, by the way.
Hey, you know, Lost Discs Radio and stuff that we do and talk about cheesy stuff.
Cheesy.
I mean, I really did. I was into the history of Roanoke and stuff, but we went to the cheesy, like park there, that the thing there for like the Sir Walter Raleigh. Like they've turned it into like a Disneyland kind of thing. It's very cheesy. But there's little state run ones that are different, that like there's really nothing
oh,
to see
sure.
there. You can walk around and see the ruins of the first old fort. That was kind of cool. But the other one was hysterical, like commercializing Sir Walter Raleigh and the Lost Colony. It was just,
well,
oh
when,
my God.
When you put control up to the states, you know, rather than the feds,
right,
it's better quality control. Also, a good signal here from Tennessee tonight. Tennessee, and he says his daughter, Elizabeth Christine, was born 2 weeks and 1 day ago.
Very
And he's listening. He's listening tonight, so long as she will stay sleeping, he says. And hey, that's you know, we're reaching the families.
Well, keep playing songs like the Little Black Egg, and people will be falling asleep all over the place.
We're reaching families. That's a very lulling thing. That riff. Play that riff again. Get that instrument again.
Hold on, I got
play
two,
that riff.
I got, just tune it up for a second. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Play that riff.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. Now sing it.
Right,
I can't get the thing off my face. I don't know the lyrics. Okay. Another email here tonight from Ontario, Canada. Solid signal in Ontario, Canada tonight. They're enjoying the show. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right here. Some kind of beach. Wasaga Beach is making the scene tonight. And let's go. Well,
wait, he's on a beach in Canada?
You know what I'm saying. Some kind of a thing in Ontario.
Oh, all right.
So let's move it on, folks. We're moving it on tonight with a show. There's no telling what kind of records coming up next. If you want to get your email in, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Bet you I got to spell discs.
With a C.
With a letter C, man, somewhere in there.
Say, is it possible to serve a low-budget meal the family will really enjoy? Of course not.
Lost Discs Radio.
Come on in and join the fun.
Hip-hop, a hippity-hippity-hop, there goes Peter Rabbit. The funny little bunny with the long, long ears, he's on the run now that Easter's here. Hip-hop, a hippity-hippity-hop, there goes Peter Rabbit. The funny little bunny with the pink, pink nose, he's all dressed up in his Easter clothes. Peter Rabbit with his tail so white, haven't seen him all year long. Peter Rabbit, he's a funny sight, with his ears a-floppin' as he hops along. Hip, hop, a hippity-hippity-hop, there goes Peter Rabbit. That funny little bunny comes around each year with the flippity-flippity-flop and the hippity-hippity-hop. He comes each year bringing Easter cheer. His tail so white, haven't seen him all year long. Peter Rabbit, he's a funny sight, with his ears a-floppin' as he hops along. Hip, hop, a hippity-hippity-hop, there goes Peter Rabbit. That funny little bunny comes around each year with the flippity-flippity-flop and a hippity-hippity-hop. He comes each year bringing Easter cheer. That funny little bunny, Peter Rabbit.
Lost Discs Radio.
Boners are not always committed by performers.
Hopping along. hopping along. Well, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, he'll be hopping along.
Yeah, Peter Rabbit. Hey, there's somehow, I can't believe we're tying it into another Easter kind of reference there, apparently. Well, at least a pagan reference. That's DJ and the... Hang on. Hey, turn that down. You're distorting. DJ and the Runaways off of the Smash Records label. Spinning on the turntable there with their version of Peter Rabbit. Before that, it was also Peter Rabbit, only... It was a kind of a Squaresville thing, you know. It was Rusty Draper off the Mercury label, and his old time trad version of the Peter Rabbit tune, which I guess we're all enjoying. Speaking of rabbits, bunnies, and even reindeer, Doc, are you prepared for this next one? Because here, I know, back now, this goes way back. In fact, this may be the show that you came in at the very, very like last 5 minutes on, back in December. We were spinning some Christmas type records.
When did I do that?
And we had a special guest in the studio that stayed in.
Purple, hey, or no, who is it?
Cosmic, no.
Yeah.
The guy, you know the guy.
The big guy.
That's some guy. And so we were doing some Christmas stuff, and we played a song by the Singing Reindeer. You dig me?
Yeah.
Okay, The whole shtick gets a lot worse.
Yeah.
Believe me.
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. They had a record out for the Christmas season, which was kind of a hit in its day, like 1957 or 58. And they were copping that old Alvin and the Chipmunks feeling with their Singing Reindeer sound, you know.
Canned Heat. That was the guy.
The guy was Canned Heat.
Right.
Right. So, somehow... Speaking of canned, you know, things in the can, this next record is the Singing Reindeer, but it's their rare follow-up, which was not a hit, which no one ever remembers.
Wait a minute, did they do an Easter song?
They did, and unfortunately, one of those, you know how some people have to come out of the closet sometimes, you know, because they're of another persuasion or another diversion or something?
Okay.
This is one of the reindeer in this group of Singing Reindeer is sort of coming out of the closet. And realizing that he would rather be an Easter bunny. You see what I mean? Now, it's gonna kick right off with these guys talking, and it's like an intervention. We're going to come in on these reindeer now in the middle of an intervention where they're trying to get this guy, you know, to cool it and come to his senses. Here they are out of the late 50s off the original Capitol Records label 45. It's the Singing Reindeer, but one of them wants to be an Easter bunny.
All right, Nervous, drop that egg.
I will not. Cause I wanna be an Easter bunny.
What?
And you may think that it is funny.
Oh, funny as
well. But I don't think that it's wrong.
Oh, come on, Nervous, what's the matter with you? You flipped your antlers or something?
I wanna be an Easter bunny.
Oh, come on.
Cause I think they are very funny.
You're funny.
As they go hop, hop, hopping along.
Nervous, can't you get it through your head? You're a reindeer, not a bunny. I'll say.
I don't care what you say.
Oh, he's a stubborn guy.
I wanna be a bunny anyway.
Yeah, you never make it.
Hiding eggs for good girls and boys.
Slipping
is just as much fun as bringing them toys.
You don't do yourself.
I wanna be. Rabbit, and I can't seem to shake the habit. And I've got eggs of my own.
Oh, forget it, Nervous.
So, but please won't you leave me alone? I wanna be a bunny. I wanna be a bunny more than anything in the whole wide world.
Oh, that is really ridiculous. All I got to say is that you're gonna look awful silly hopping around with them. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you got me doing it.
I don't care what you say.
Oh, give up.
I wanna be a bunny anyway.
What are we gonna do with him?
Hiding eggs for girls and boys is just as much fun as bringing them toys. I wanna be an Easter rabbit, and I can't see.
Roger.
Look out, Roger. What's happening? Oh, you're stepping on us.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, gee whiz. I guess I wasn't cut out to be an Easter Bunny after all.
Well, but your ears aren't close enough.
It's the Lost Disc Radio Show. What? We said it right.